The paragon of the world or the quintessence of dust? Which is it, Shakespeare?
It's all about the word. Observations on Language and Literature with Strider Lee.
In Shakespeare's Hamlet, Act 2, Scene 2, Prince Hamlet is reflecting on the contradictions of human existence. What a piece of work is a man! How noble in reason! How infinite in faculties! In form and moving, how express and admirable! In action, how like an angel! In apprehension, how like a god! The beauty of the world! The paragon of animals! And yet to me, what is this quintessence of dust? While some school systems are beginning to eliminate Shakespeare from the curriculum, few authors are more perennially relevant or keenly insightful. When we consider our species and how much we have achieved, it can be a heady experience. From decoding the human genome to the Cassini-Huygens mission to Saturn, where we guided the craft between the rings of whirling ice chunks from over 800 million miles away via radio waves, humanity has achieved some astonishing things. Yet, we still waste our wealth on unnecessary wars, and in the 1994 Rwandan genocide, nearly 800,000 people were killed, many with simple machetes. Clearly, something is wrong with the paragon of animals. The word paragon is derived from the 13th century Anglo-Norman for perfect diamond, suggesting that a paragon is like the most precious jewel, but might diamond not also connote a character of hardness derived from intense pressure and heat? Perhaps, with the phrase paragon of animals, Shakespeare is suggesting our egotistical sense of superiority over other animals, but he might also be hinting that we have forgotten our animal nature, blinded by the glare of our own godlike achievements. And, as human ego hardens, we become increasingly alienated from our animal biological nature. Whether Hamlet is being sarcastic here or not, his evocation of our animality and his reminder of our mortality are appropriately sobering reminders to help wake us from our understandable delusions of grandeur. Let us nobly exercise our reason and explore our infinite faculties, act like angels and beautify the world, but let us not forget that we are animals now, and one day we will be dust. What seems a coarse or morbid emphasis today in Shakespeare's day was a simple acceptance of the facts of human embodiment. And, in the acceptance of our animality and our mortality, there can be great relief and release from the burdensome accretions of expectation and the pressures to conform to the primate politics around us.